Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. Last month, in December of 2021, while praying, I received an important message from the Lord. In this message, there is a warning, and there is also instruction for the bride. The Lord has been showing me that the bride needs to get ready. And if you have been listening to my videos lately, I have been repeating this over and over again. And that's because the Lord showed me last month that the messages He's going to be giving me are going to be focused on not only warnings, but on helping the bride get ready. And this includes me, brothers and sisters. He's teaching me through all of this. This isn't just for you all. The Lord, you know, uses what He's teaching me so I can share it with you. So, for those of you who are new to my channel, you might not know about all the warnings that the Lord has given me. And I have put them in an index, which is in my blog, and the link for that is down below. And the Lord has given me the last few years so many warnings about what's coming. I can just read a few of them. Persecutions, war, mark of the beast, lights out, EMP, America, aliens, safe havens, food shortages, famine, viruses, plagues, pestilence, judgments, economic collapse, the reset, warnings to the church, Jezebel, tsunami, earthquakes, raptures. So the Lord has shown me so many things. He's given me so many warnings. So if you are new to the channel and you haven't heard any of the warnings, go check that out. Like I said, the link is down below. All right, I'm going to go ahead now and read this message that the Lord has given me. Things are going hot. I'm going to say it again. Things are going hot. A train wreck is coming, and it will crash all segments of society. Can you hear the whistle in the distance as it approaches? It will bring disasters and distress. It will bring misery and death. It is the train of the Holocaust. Make no mistake about it, the times that you are living in. It is the end of days where prophecy is unfolding. Do not listen to those who say otherwise. The momentum has built up and is now in motion, forward motion. If you do not hear from me, then you will not hear my voice on what you should be doing and where you should be going. I'm giving out assignments now to those who can hear. Be led by the Spirit and not the flesh. Do not let yourself be caught in a snare that has been laid for you. Do not be deceived by the voices around you. Satan is using many people against you to persuade you to do the opposite of my will. Oh, my children, how I long to gather you under my wings, but you would not, for you know better, so you say in your heart. My ways of surrender and humbleness are not your ways. You reign supreme in your own heart and not me. You have idols that you worship and spend more time with than me. Your idols will be your downfall, and they will lead you to the gates of hell. Do not say once saved, always saved, for this is a lie, a doctrine from the enemy of your soul. This is a deception. Even Paul wasn't even sure he was worthy to enter heaven. No one is worthy. Only those who have surrendered their lives to me in full sacrifice. Those who believe in their hearts that I am their true Savior. And those who love and obey me. They will be the ones that I will say, well done, good and faithful servant, welcome to my kingdom. All others will be locked out. The door will shut, and no matter how hard you knock, it will not open again. You have fallen for the lies of my enemy, who preach a feel-good, easy doctrine of salvation, when in fact the road is not only narrow, but difficult with self-sacrificing ways. If you are mine, then you no longer live. My ways are your ways. You will seek to be like me, holy and separate from the world. Wealth, possessions, and pride will be a thing of the past as you put on your sackcloth and serve me. Are you ready for a life of sacrifice? Are you ready for putting away your childish toys and walking humbly with me? Are you ready to be separate, holy, and different from the world? If so, then seek me on these things and I will guide you. Let your outer appearance reflect your inner man. Do not look like the world. Bear my likeness in your being. Show the world that you are set apart for me. The time is getting late, so do not delay in making the changes necessary to enter my kingdom. If you are my follower, you will be like me. Jesus, Savior of the world, Redeemer of your sins, Lover of your soul. And that was the end of the message, brothers and sisters, a sobering message that the Lord gave me. And he continues to give me these messages about getting ready for his coming. All right, I'm going to go ahead now and end with Colossians 3, 1 through 4. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, you also will appear with him in glory.